Hello, this is Kenny Williamson, and welcome back to another episode of Melchizedek Chronicles. In today's episode, we're going to start another series, and this series is going to be on narcissists. Now, I think we've all at one time or another have either ran across, met, or know a narcissist, and I'm sure that you know that. What we're going to do is we're going to go over some points here of what makes up a narcissist, what is a narcissist. And some of these things are my opinion, okay? I'm not a licensed therapist or a psychotherapist or anything like that. What I am, though, is I am a student of the Bible, and I am a seminary student, okay? And what I'm going to try to do here is compare things from the Bible, you know, to things that we can see for ourselves and figure out about these different narcissists, okay? So, to kind of get started, I mean, what most people think a narcissist is, I mean, they probably think that a narcissist is just somebody who has a big ego, you know, a big head. They're very self-consumed in everything that they do. And that's correct. I mean, that's not wrong, per se. But it's also very incomplete and very oversimplistic, if you will, okay? And basically, there's nothing simple that I know of about a narcissist. From what I have noticed, okay, a narcissist is more than that. I mean, a narcissist is a person that is definitely consumed with themselves, but it's more than simply being consumed with his or her looks or just being selfish. I mean, if that was the description of a narcissist, just being, you know, consumed with your looks and being selfish, that would probably describe lots of people, you know. I mean, most people are a little concerned with their looks, and when it comes to certain things, they are selfish. So, you know, it's goes way beyond just looks and selfishness. Now, narcissism also goes beyond vanity, okay? So it has to be more than just regular old vanity because, like I said before, all of us are vain to one degree or another. So we all have selfish moments and feelings. But to call somebody a narcissist, you're going to have a great deal more than that. More than just, you know, selfish behavior from time to time. You know, every once in a while, you're selfish. You know, that's going to have to be, you're going to have a lot more than that to be a narcissist, okay? So, if I was to describe a narcissist, I would say that this person is extremely self-centered person. And this same person also has an exaggerated sense of self-importance. So the definition of a narcissist, like I would describe it, I mean, this person, I mean, they really think they're important, okay? Some of these narcissists think that the world literally revolves around them, okay? And that's, I believe that's what they think, okay? So a person who is a narcissist obviously has a little deeper problem than just one, you know, somebody who's on an ego trip or having a selfish episode, which people have, okay? But the people I'm describing here, these narcissists, this individual, they will have more of an extreme episode, okay? Extreme self-centeredness. Everything revolves around them on an extreme level. It resembles a selfish behavior of like a child. Okay, a little child, you know the one I'm talking about, that always has to have their way. They demand to have his way at any cost. The major difference is that this person, this narcissist, is not a toddler. They're of age. Okay, so they're a grown adult. So they should understand these social rules. They understand compromise and different boundaries that have to be set. So, obviously, like this would be, it would be a strange observing a grown man, you know, a grown bearded man like myself, sitting in the middle of the floor, pouting to have his way. You know, that obviously would be an odd situation to see. However, that is likened to this narcissist person that I'm referring to here, is that something similar, is they would pout. They have to have their way at any cost, in other words. Another thing you'll notice about some of these narcissists is they seem to be consumed and enamored with themselves, okay? And they're so enamored and consumed with themselves, it's basically, you know, it's nauseating, if you will. Some of these narcissists, you know, they always have to look in the mirror. It's all about the mirrors. It's all about the selfies. It's all about the looks. The big, you know, and of course, if they don't look good, they're going to try to make themselves look good with their filters. You know, they've got so many filters on their pictures, it doesn't even look like them anymore. And if they can't go that route, of course, you know, they've also got your made up face with all the makeup. So you've got your big fake plastic face there, you know, all for looks, look at me type deal. And it seems like they never miss an opportunity to tell you about how great they are. They can go on and on about themselves, obviously. And, you know, doesn't really matter what you think or if whoever's listening, they may be completely repulsed by this, but they just continue on about their greatness and everything they've done. Now, not all narcissists do that, but I have seen narcissists do that. Now, one thing we can add to that, I have seen narcissists that also, they think that they're very, you know, very special, of course. So what they do is they develop their own style, or they glom on to somebody else's style, but they come up with this style, and so basically their image is very important. So basically they wear clothes or buy cars if they can afford it. They, let's just say, wear clothes, for example, to signify money. So what they're going to do is they're going to be very interested in name brands, labels. That's all going to be a necessity. And so what they're telling people is that, you know, that they're living the high life. So, you know, it may be these fancy, expensive purses that these women buy, or the different clothes. Whatever it is, these name brands, and you know the ones, that's going to be a showpiece for them. So they're always going to have the same name brand stuff on or near them, using it as just an attention is what it is. They want regular people to think that they can't compete with them. And basically, you know, which is the same thing, is it's their whole look at me, look at everything I'm doing. Look how important I am. Look how special I am. Look at my nice clothes. You can't have clothes like this. Only I can do this. So that's part of this narcissistic thing. Now, not all narcissists have all these tendencies, but I think you're going to see, as these different things I list off here, I think what you're going to do is you're probably going to be like, yep, I know that one. So it's important for some of these people, some of these narcissists, to feel like they're the winner, okay? They're the winner and you're the loser. That's what they want you to believe, okay? And one of the other things that I've noticed here about some of these narcissists, they can't seem to feel any empathy for anybody or anything, okay? So basically, to define empathy, if you're going to define empathy, it's the ability to put yourself in another person's shoes, especially if they're feeling pain or something like that. So we've got empathy here. You know, it's a human tendency to relate to how certain events, behaviors, or activities might make another person feel. So that's empathy. Another example of that, another definition, I should say, here is... the meaning of empathy is, and I'm reading this from a dictionary, it is the ability to understand another person's thoughts and feelings in a situation from their point of view rather than your own. Okay, So that is one thing that a narcissist doesn't seem to have, is they don't seem to understand your feelings or anybody's feelings. It's all about their feelings, okay? So my definition of a narcissist here, one of the things is a narcissist, they don't have any connection to other people's feelings. Or do they have any concern about how you feel? They could honestly care less how you feel. You know, however, a normal person, they consider how other people feel, and they consider, you know, how people are being made to feel. Like when you say something rude or hateful and hurt somebody's feelings, you know, you think about that later and say, well, man, you know, I should have never done that. I really hurt their feelings, and it's not nice to say that. A narcissist doesn't have that problem. They could care less how you feel. So after doing lots of reading and studying on this, I've come to the conclusion, with other people have as well, that the devil is probably the father of narcissism. We know that the Bible says that Satan is the father of lies, and he is a liar, and he's the father of lies. Now, from my studying here, obviously Satan's name in heaven was Lucifer. And Lucifer was an archangel, okay? And he was one of the greatest and most beautiful angels ever created. And one of his talents, apparently, was music. He's a musical deal, okay? And he was beautiful. And obviously, he got caught up in pride and vanity. And he had a big inflated view of himself. And he wanted to put himself above God. He decided that he should be God. Okay, and I have a scripture here from Isaiah 14:12. It says, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." Now, obviously, I mean, if that doesn't describe a narcissist, I don't know what does. You know, God creates the dude, okay, and then, you know, gives you beauty and gives you talent. Great. You've been blessed. God has blessed you with something. But now all of a sudden you think you're better than God? You think, well, I'm so pretty and wonderful here, I think I'll just take over. Well, it doesn't work that way. That, however, if you're a narcissist, you know, maybe that's what it is. You know, a narcissist seems to think that they're always better than everybody else. Have you ever noticed that? They're always better than you. They're always better than everybody. You know. So, of course, if you read the Bible, you know, and you do any research at all on the devil, he obviously overestimated himself. He wanted to be just like God. He wanted to be higher than God. He's obviously overestimating himself, because you can flip back to the end of the Bible over here to Revelation, and you see exactly what happens to the devil at the end. I mean, at the very end, he's destroyed. But before that, he's, you know, locked up for 1,000 years. So he's not any higher. I mean, he's not higher than God. He's not higher than anything. He's a narcissist and a liar. That's what it boils down to. Thinks he's something that he's not. So, having said that it's very possible that Lucifer himself was the first narcissist, it's no wonder that when you meet a narcissist, some of these die-hard narcissists, I mean, there's just, I guess they don't even know they're narcissist. I mean, but it's literally a disorder. I think it goes above and beyond a mental disorder. It's literally spiritual and demonic. It's like a demonic disorder, okay, because it comes from the devil, in my opinion. So they don't just have some regular little disorder that you can just fix, okay? So you can't just, you know, get with this narcissist and say, oh, well, I'll just change him. Nah, we're talking demonic stuff here that I don't believe they're ever going to come out of, most likely. Now, having said that, I just want to reiterate here that everybody that has some of these characteristics here does not necessarily mean you're a narcissist, okay? So everybody who's being difficult is not a narcissist. Every time somebody is a little selfish, or if you see, you know, if you see a selfish person who's manipulative, it does not necessarily mean they're a narcissist. Some people just have bad character flaws. I mean, some people are just, you know, not that great of people. That does not necessarily mean they're a full-blown narcissist. You know, I know a lot of selfish people. That doesn't mean they're a narcissist. And sometimes if you run into somebody and they are displaying lots of these tendencies, possibly they're just having a bad day, maybe a bad week. You know, we don't know. Doesn't mean they live their lives that way all the time. And there is a small fact here. We all can be just a little bit narcissistic in some areas. Okay, there are times, like anybody, you know, even myself, we can be consumed with self-advancement. We can be consumed with ourselves and wanting to get stuff done. Selfish needs, like, you know, whatever it is you're needing or wanting, and you go after your car or whatever it is you want. In my case, I go after lots of guns. I like to buy guns. That's a selfish need. Okay. And you may have more self-interest in yourself than others at times. You may just want to be concentrating on yourself, you know, and not paying attention to a lot of other people. That does not necessarily mean you are a narcissist. And how we can tell the difference is pretty simple here. One of the differences, or how we can tell this difference is that a normal person who displays some of these different characteristics, like I just said here, you're going to have some of these characteristics, okay, or an episode. You know, everybody has an episode now and then. But a normal person is going to try to correct that behavior, okay? Once they snap out of it or get a grip or whatever is your problem is, okay, they're going to try to correct themselves. And of course, if you're a Christian, you're going to realize what you've done and you're going to pray to God and you're going to repent. You're going to say, oh man, I can't believe I did that, or man, I've been doing this. So you're going to pray to God and you're going to repent for what you've done. You know you've done something wrong, okay? So most normal people are capable of recognizing their behavior was possibly wrong, and they can adjust themselves later. They can stop doing whatever it is. Okay. So, but for a narcissist, they're not going to change anything. Okay. That's basically who they are. Whatever these episodes, whatever these different characteristics are, like I've mentioned, this is not a one-time thing like, oh, well, I was pretty consumed in this thing and I was selfish. I need to stop doing that. No, their life is that. There is no snapping out of it, okay? It's basically not an episode. They're not going through a one-time little thing. It is who they are. I mean, that is them. It's their core of existence. That's who this person is, selfish. You know, non-caring, no empathy, look at me, I'm the best, nobody's better, the whole nine yards. I mean, it's their core. They're not changing. It's like they're hardwired to be that, okay? And they're consistently this way. And they're very, I mean, it's evil is what it is. It's very evil. And it's demonic, in my opinion. So a narcissist doesn't have the ability to correct themselves. In fact, I mean, obviously they live on this thing continuously. That's what they do. They don't think they need to be corrected. If you were to point out some of the stuff they're doing, they would just call you a liar. I mean, you know, they're not going to correct anything because they don't think they need correction. Okay, they're 100% content and satisfied with exactly the way they act. So, like I was saying, you know, a normal person would repent. So, of course, a normal person like myself, I'm a sinner. We're all sinners, okay? So, and sinners do terrible things. People do some terrible things and think terrible things. But later, If you're a Christian, you come back and repent for it, okay? And in my personal opinion, okay, a person who commits a crime or commits something like this, any of these things, not necessarily a crime, but does some of these episodes, you come back later and repent for it and try to change, that is not a narcissist in my opinion, because you've recognized it and you stopped or try to stop and you repent for it and you want to stop, okay? And a person, a normal person, you know, has a broad spectrum of emotions they can go through. Anger, whatever it is. I mean, that's just human to get angry, to get sad, to get selfish. I mean, but you don't live your life that way. But the way I see it, a narcissist, they don't really see the need for repentance. They're not going to get on their knees and repent to God because they don't think they've done anything wrong. Now, they may be sorry, or they may say they're sorry if they're caught doing something, okay? But they're not sorry they did it. They're not sorry they cheated on you. They're not sorry they treated you bad. They're sorry they got caught, okay? So they got caught in an act doing something they're not supposed to be doing. They may be sorry about that, but they're never going to be truly repentant. Okay, they're not going to be sorry for what they did to begin with. Now, from what I've noticed is most narcissists, they want to take advantage of you as well. I mean, that's one of the things they do. Besides all this me, I mean, they're going to take advantage of anybody they can at any time. So they have no empathy. They're going to take advantage, especially if you're a nice person and you're loving. They're going to cling on to you because they know they can take advantage of you. Okay, so now, they'll tell you they're sorry. I mean, if telling you they're sorry means they can continue to take advantage of you. So, in other words, you're in a relationship and they get caught lying or cheating or stealing or whatever they're doing, and you're fixing to shag because you don't want to be around it. All right, you're going to shag out of there. Well, they'll tell you they're sorry and probably even pretend to be sorry, so you won't leave, but the whole purpose is so they can continue to take advantage of you. It's not that they're really sorry. They just want to keep you around so they can keep using you, in other words. Now, as I was doing studying and reading on this topic, I came across a statement basically where it says, psychologists don't believe that a narcissist is able to repent. They don't believe that a narcissist can repent or anything they've done, or anything like that. Now, I myself, I'm a Christian, I'm a student of the Bible, I am a licensed minister. I don't necessarily, well, first of all, I believe that God can do anything he wants. So if a narcissist, or anyone, you know, if a narcissist came to God and actually repented and prayed for change, I believe that God can heal you if he wants to. If it's within his will, he'll do it if he wants to. It's really up to him. So I believe that God can do anything. I've seen healing, so I know God can heal you. Okay. However, most of the people that I've ever encountered and know of people that have encountered have never seen any of these actual narcissists change. It's like if you look back at these people 10, 20, 30 years ago or whatever, and talk to people that know these people, they were exhibiting the same things years ago. Nothing has changed. Now, they've obviously moved on to other victims. They moved on to other people they can take advantage of, and they moved on to bigger and better cars and clothes and Facebooks and Snapchats and every kind of filter that you can imagine. Oh, that's all bigger and better. Yes. Okay, but they're still the same. They're doing the same old things. And, of course, if you look back at the Bible, I mean, it's the same thing. We can look at Lucifer. I mean, he's never repented. I mean, I think, you know, Lucifer, the devil himself, if he decided to drop to his knees and pray for forgiveness and actually had it in his heart, he could probably be forgiven for what he's done. But he's not going to do that. Okay. He doesn't think he's done anything wrong, so he's definitely not going to do that. course, we have a couple of other examples in the Bible of narcissists, you know, who never repented. Lucifer, obviously, being the big one. He never repented and is still going on strong. We've got Jezebel. She was a narcissist. She never repented. We have Judas, okay, who betrayed Jesus. He never repented. Of course, he did kill himself, obviously, but and as far as him being an actual narcissist, you know, I don't know. I think he probably was a narcissist, but I also believe that he was a devil. You know, he had a demon inside of him, or he was a devil incarnated as a man somehow because Jesus calls him a devil. But either way, he never repented. Of course, in the story of Judas, you know, you've got him. He appeared to be sorry for what he did once he found out that they were actually going to kill Jesus. Okay, when after he took the money, he wasn't sorry until he found out Jesus was going to be crucified. And then he was sorrowful and he committed suicide. So I guess the question on that was Judas sorry what he had done to Jesus? Or was he sorry, you know, about his actions had now brought an end to his life, you know, as he'd known? So was he sorry for getting caught, basically? So I don't know which one he was sorry for, but either way, he never repented for it. Now, I also believe that narcissists do not have any ability to even really tell right from wrong. Okay, all this stuff that they're doing, all these tendencies, most people would say, well, that's wrong. I don't think they can even tell the difference between right and wrong. So if we go over here to Romans 1:28, it says, "And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, and unmerciful." So obviously, if you read that verse, you have a list of different characteristics that could translate into some type of, you know, a way a person's acting could possibly be a narcissist. And how I'm getting that here is it talks about a reprobate. I mean, God is going to turn you over to a reprobate mind. Well, what's a reprobate? A reprobate is somebody who lacks the ability to discern from right and wrong. So according to the Bible, once you do certain things for so long, God will turn you over to a reprobate mind, and then you don't even know you're doing wrong. I mean, you can't really, your mind is so far gone. God is just completely done away with you, basically. Hands you over to the devil. So basically, it's demonic. So you have a reprobate mind. You don't know if you're doing right or wrong because you're so evil to begin with, you didn't want to know. So that brings us right back to, like I said, a narcissist. I mean, a person, you know, they don't have any sense of right or wrong. They can't discern anything outside of what they want, their own self person, their own self gratification. They don't care about what you think. They don't feel your pain. And, you know, because they have no empathy. And so therefore, they're never truly sorry for any of their part of what they've done to you or anybody. They're not really ever truly sorry for it because, like I said, they don't think they've done anything wrong. Now, one of the other things I ran across here doing my study for this podcast is that, you know, a narcissist is very like a vampire. They're like an emotional vampire, okay? So in other words, what they do is they consume off of their victim, if you will. So their partner, their husband, their wife, their girlfriend, whatever it is, boyfriend, they just consume. So they consume love and affection, they consume all the time, but they never replenish. So you as the victim are always giving to these people, and they're always taking. And what it does, it tends to drain their victims, okay, of everything. And we're talking, you know, your time, your emotions, your money. They just consume everything from their victim. And the reason they can always take and never give back anything is just because they're just too consumed with themselves. They're too consumed with self-interest, self-image, self-preservation, self-ease. I mean, that's what they're all about. They can't ever give anything back because they're too into themselves. It's all about them. They think the world revolves around them. So they can't give anything back to you. All they can do is receive. And that leads me to believe that a narcissist can't actually, I don't believe they can actually authentically love a person. Basically, they're too in love with themselves to actually ever love anybody. Now, they may say they love you, and they may act like it, you know, but I believe that it's all just to consume, to just to get either what you've got, your time, your money, whatever they can get from you, just like I said, like a vampire, they're going to consume it. Now, they are able to act like they love you and act like they care for brief periods of time. I don't believe they can ever hold this up. Any narcissist that I know about or have read about, they can do these things for brief amount of times, but they can never, it's an act is what it is. If they're doing this stuff and pretending they love you and all this, it's an act. But they can't ever keep it up for long. I mean, they eventually give in, and because they want what they want, either you haven't given it to them or they've sucked you dry, whatever it is, and then they act, you know, they get a crack in their fake facade, you know. So, you know, they can put on an act just to get what they want, you know, but I don't believe they can really love you back as if you've loved them. They just don't have it in them. I've also noticed that, you know, no matter how much you go and do to prove your love or you want to prove your loyalty to this person, a narcissist never recognizes any of it. They don't care. So you can do literally bend over backwards for this person and they don't recognize it. They don't care. And they're never going to return any of the same sentiment that you've put out. It's just not in them to do it. Just too consumed with themselves to do that. So after you've done all this and you've loved one of them and given everything you can and you never get anything in return, it may make you feel like there's something wrong with you for whatever reason. But really it has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with them because basically they can take, but they can never return. And they can't ever return it because a person can't give you what they don't possess. They don't have it. They don't have it in them to return anything because they don't have the love and the empathy, so they can never give it back. So you give, and they take, and it's going to make you feel worse and worse. And a narcissist has the ability, okay, an uncanny ability, to bring your mood down also. Once you get around some of these narcissists, basically you go down into the dumps. It brings your mood down, you're depressed, and depression seems to always kind of accompany these narcissists. And you always feel, not always, but in most cases, you start feeling like you're, you know, kind of getting depressed because of them. So they bring you down, and it's because they're feeding off of you is all it basically boils down to. They're just feeding off of your emotions and everything, and it just literally drains you dry. Now, one of the other things some of these narcissists can do is, of course, like I said before, now they can act, and some of them are really good actors. They can put on an act and a show like you wouldn't believe. So what they are is they can, or what they do is what they do is they find somebody that they can use, or exploit for whatever reason. Okay, and they kind of get to know the person and find out what the person likes, what the person dislikes. And what they do is this, that's when the actor comes out. Okay, they create a character to kind of match the profile of the victim. So of the victim's desires. So, you know, if the victim, you know, wants a certain thing in a person and that's what they look for, well, this person can become that, or they'll tell you they are. I mean, they can go in depth on their acting and they can really put on a good show for a while. Okay. I mean, it is an act. And like I said, they can act and they can act good. Some of them can, but the act doesn't ever last that long. They eventually, something happens and the act fails. Usually when they get caught doing something wrong. And of course, then they'll say they're sorry. They'll play the sorry card to get you to come back so they can continue doing what they're doing. They're not really sorry. So as far as being in a serious relationship with one of these narcissists, I don't believe you can. I mean, not for long anyway, unless you're just an idiot. But because a narcissist, they can't return the love because they don't have it, so they can't reciprocate love to you. They're not equipped to participate in a normal relationship because it's all about them, nothing about you. It's them, and self. So they pretend and they act like they're in a relationship, but really they're never a full participant in a real relationship because a real relationship requires maturity. You have to be able to consider the needs and expectations of the other person, which is going to require empathy, which is something they don't have. So if you ever try to have a relationship, a true relationship with a narcissist, you're always going to be disappointed, okay? Because they just can't do it. What they are is they're too emotionally and probably mentally for the most part, but definitely emotionally shallow, okay, to be able to keep a relationship up, okay? They always fail the other person's expectations. So when you're with a narcissist and you start expecting normal things that a normal person would do in a normal relationship, they can never meet those expectations. You're always disappointed. There's always something because they just can't do it. So one of the things that I have seen, of course, is that a narcissist will tell you exactly what you want to hear until they've got you positioned into a place that you're vulnerable or that you're dependent on them for something. So they'll use anything they can do, you know, to get you vulnerable and to get you positioned exactly where they want you. Of course, lying, you know, flattery, and anything they can do, acting, these acting roles, they'll do it. And basically what they are is they're an opportunist. So they'll take anything they can get, of course, but they're always looking, you know, looking for the right angle that's going to serve them and serve what their goal is. So especially if they are looking for advancement in something, business or whatever, something like that, they're going to jump on the chance, you know, to cut anybody's throat, in other words. They're going to jump on the chance to do anything they can to be able to get this opportunity they're looking for. And another thing they do is that whenever a narcissist is angry at you or is an enemy of yours, they're a pretty good enemy, because when they have it out for you, what they do is everything. I mean, there's nothing that they won't do. They're unforgiving, they're relentless, they're unforgetting, they're ruthless, especially when they think you've done something to them and they want to get even with you or they want to attack you for some reason. Okay, now they may not be physically dangerous. They may not attack you physically, like with a knife or a gun or something like that. However, they want to attack you mentally. They want to attack your self-esteem. They want to attack you on social media and Facebook. And that's a biggie for them, is to constantly throw out attacks on, you know, your character and how, what kind of a person you are. They want you to feel like you're an absolute idiot and a nobody, even though they're the ones that have done you wrong, more than likely. Okay. So that's what they want to do. They're triggered. They are triggered, you know, by anything that threatens any of what they're doing, threatens their position, and threatens their little fake plastic life on social media. If you threaten anything like that, then you'll become the enemy and you will be attacked. Okay, relentlessly attacked. So having said all that stuff and all these different things about narcissists and these different characteristics, like I said in the beginning, they are like a child mentally. They're like an emotional toddler. Okay, it's like a child throwing a fit to get their way. Okay, so it's like they struggle from some type of arrested development in their mind. They literally still act like a child, most of them. Of course, their bodies have aged, okay, but their mind is stuck in like a broken childhood. And so this person, you know, it could be a 50-year-old person, but they're emotionally, they still act like they're in grade school. And it's like they're fighting for attention and recognition. I've personally seen this time and time again where a grown adult is still, like I'm saying, fighting for this attention. That's all they care about is attention. So it just literally like still in some kind of little grade school where they're, look at me, I need all the attention. They do this with their siblings. They do this with their friends and the family, everybody. It's a constant fight for attention. Everybody look at me. And I've noticed that among different, you know, narcissists is, of course, it's all about attention, but they're just like they're stuck. Their mind hasn't matured. And literally, you can look at the stuff they post and the stuff they, you know, everything on social media. And from a person looking in on this would say, man, what is that person? What are they in grade school? Is this a child you're dealing with? Because that's the whole mentality of this thing. And of course, you know, it's very hard to deal with a person and interact with a person when they have a childlike mentality when it comes to that stuff and they can't seem to understand. And they keep throwing their little fits and all that. So to kind of end this particular podcast on this, you know, I don't want to keep it going too long here. We'll finish up here with the Apostle Paul talking to the Corinthian church in 1 Corinthians 3. And it says, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as to babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able, for ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, and are ye not carnal and walk as men? For while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are ye not carnal?" And so basically what Paul here is talking about is spiritual immaturity in the church, okay? They're fighting back and forth and doing all the stuff they're doing. They're being carnal instead of spiritual. But these are childish tendencies that a narcissist would have, is they're going to be envious and the whole nine yards, envious. They're going to cause problems. They're going to backbite you. They're going to stab you in the back. They're going to lie to you. They're going to tell you one thing when they're doing something else. They're going to put on a wonderful act, but it's an act. Okay, that's what you have to understand. And if you give these people most enough time, they'll always get a chink in their armor and the act will fail, but then they'll recover from it with an I'm sorry and an I love you. And, you know, and if they trick you back into it, they'll start their little deal again. And each time you allow this to happen, they're going to become a better actor. Obviously, and they always seem to be able to cover their tracks with lies and deceptions. But basically, that's what I wanted to go over, is what is a narcissist. Now, I'm going to go over some other ones in the next following episodes. Hopefully, we can learn about this stuff together. Like I said, I am a student of the Bible. I am not a psychologist. I'm not a psychotherapist. I'm not a professional counselor of any kind. However, like I said, I'm a student of the Bible. I am a seminary student. I am a licensed minister. And I'm talking from stuff I've been reading and from experience and from what other people have told me. So I hope you find this interesting. If you do, please come back and listen. Please like, share it. Please tell other people to come listen to it. You can listen to this podcast on any podcast app that you use. You can go to our website at kennywilliamson.com. And if you have any questions, you can go to that website, or you can just email us at truthseekers2012@gmail.com. So I sure hope this helped you, and please come back and listen to some more. Thanks, and God bless you.